Residents in the Lower Glanmire Road area of Cork City are in shock today after two people died in a fire at a house in the area last night. Emergency services were called to the scene on the Lower Glanmire Road at around 11:15 last night. The bodies of a man in his 80s and a woman in her 70s were found after the fire was brought under control. Their bodies have been removed to Cork University Hospital, where post-mortem examinations are due to be carried out. Let's speak to our South East correspondent, Conor Kane, who's in Cork today. Conor, have there been any developments this morning surrounding the investigation into what caused the fire?
Well, Gavin, the investigation into this fire is still at a pretty early stage, and it will continue for some time in the hours and days to come by members of the Garda Síochána here from Cork City, as well as members of the Cork City Fire Service and the building and control operation. It happened at about 11:15 last night when the alarm was raised by people in the area on a busy residential street, Lower Glanmire Road. The house itself is quite close to Kent Railway Station, which many people will be well aware of, and many people will have travelled along this road over the years. It's one of the gateways into the Cork city centre. And very quickly, the Gardaí and fire services and ambulance personnel were on the scene. And there was up to 7 units of the Cork City Fire Brigade here at one point, including the high reach unit, the water tanker unit, and the command and control unit. But the fire had taken hold within the house quite quickly, which is evident from the amount of damage which seems to have been done to within all 4 stories of the terraced house. And that made conditions difficult for the emergency services. They did bring the fire under control, but tragically it was confirmed within a short time that the two occupants of the house, the man in his 80s and the woman in her 70s, a couple who had been living there for many years, were dead. They were pronounced dead at the scene, and their bodies have been brought to the mortuary at Cork University Hospital for post-mortem examinations.
What are Gardaí saying about what happened, Conor?
Well, the investigation is being led by Gardaí from the Mayfield Garda Station, which is located a short distance away from the scene here on Lower Glanmire Road. And they're saying that the investigation is at an early stage, and they're trying to piece together what exactly happened, but that will take some time, both because of the level of damage done within the house, and as well a lot of elements have to be brought together. They are appealing for witnesses and anyone who was in the area last night at about 11:15 or shortly before or after that to get in touch with them at Mayfield Garda Station or any Garda station with information. But in the meantime, a technical examination is taking place at the scene, and that will also take some time. And there are also members of the fire service and Gardaí cordoning off the house and making sure that the area is made safe and that no further damage is done or no further threat is posed to public safety.
Conor, what do you know about the two people who have died?
Well, the Gardaí have not yet formally made public the names of the two people who died, but it's understood that they were a couple who lived in the house on Lower Glanmire Road for many years. Indeed, the woman herself, who was aged in her 70s, grew up on the Lower Glanmire Road and was part of a family that stretched back for generations along this area. And her husband came from outside of Cork, but they had been living together in the house for many years and were the parents of one son, one grown-up son, who wasn't in the house at the time. They were the only occupants at the time. But a lot of neighbours have been speaking this morning of their shock, and they've been gathering outside the house and across the road and looking across, and it's evident the level of sadness and shock which this has caused. As a local councillor, Joe Kavanagh, who lives just 200 metres away as the crow flies, explained to me a short time ago.
You know, we all know each other here, and this is our local community here is a very, very tight-knit local community. And this loss is a tragic loss for our local community. For two elderly people who've lived their lives here, who've raised their families here, who are an active part of this local community, and to be taken so tragically and so suddenly has rocked this local community. Not only has it rocked the local community, I can't even start to imagine how their family feels.
That's Cork Councillor Joe Kavanagh with our South East correspondent Conor Kane.